Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I'm a great fan of walking. We live on the edge of the New Forest with its many walks. And now there are apps to guide me on the trails and keep me from getting lost, something I'm a master at. And it's not just walks. Throughout my life, I've wandered and wobbled many times over what it is I'm here on this earth to do. Certainly when younger, I was anxious to realize my potential, assuming there was a particular path I must pursue. Yet no matter what I did, I never satisfied this inner demand that I find my calling. It wasn't helped by the fact that I had a low boredom threshold, so once I'd accomplished something, I'd want to move on to something new. I was impatient and wasn't interested in building on previous hard-won experience. So the school evangelist became an event organizer who then transitioned into an internationalist, all within Christian charities. I also saw that carrying ultimate responsibility for such a charity was something I just didn't want to do. Despite the apparent rewards of income and influence, it committed me to doing the same thing daily and reduced my freedom to explore fresh challenges. It's useful to get to know oneself, since we're all wired differently, and realizing our potential in serving God is directly related to our character. I thrive on change. However, as the years passed, I recognized I must deal with this insistent voice within that told me my life was inconsequential and added up to very little. Here I had the first great revelation since my conversion. God was interested in me far more than in anything I did. It initially felt uncomfortable since it flew in the face of all I'd assumed about God's purpose. Yet as with every love affair, it is the relationship that counts and that requires nurturing and nourishment, not any activities or accomplishments the relationship gives rise to. God's way was simple. It was to get to know God better. One consequence was that I became a better expression of a human being and was available to serve in any and every situation without seeking to place a value or meaning upon it. I began to understand Jesus' now message, that tomorrow has no meaning until it arrives and might be influenced as my today. How releasing this was. I was no longer distracted by my future, nor filled with regrets about my past. I was free to live in the moment that today alone offers, the only real influence I might exercise. So this is the path upon which I'm set, to discover God completely in the moments of my life as they happen, to be totally available to God now. This doesn't mean I don't fulfill my responsibilities. I run the oratory, I pray my daily offices, I teach English both to students and asylum seekers, I write and meet with individuals and groups. Yet each and every moment and meeting is impregnated with God's purpose. I pray I continue to find it. For me, life's purpose is no more complicated than that. As we enter into the God space today, listen to yourself. Ask, how am I wired? It's impossible to be anyone other than who God created you to be. In going in search of and discovering, then being that person, you will always find yourself on the right path for your life. The path God leads us along is unique for each one of us, and we are each invited to discover God along that path. Now, please do visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.